Revelation chapter 22, verse 7. Revelation chapter 22, verse 7. If you're joining us for the first time on the broadcast, this program is dedicated to the exposition of the Word of God, that people will know what the Bible says. Now, quite frankly, what you do with that information is between you and God, but it is our endeavor to try to get you to see, to understand clearly, to comprehend what the Bible says. And let's face it, my friend, if you don't know what the Bible says, how can you possibly know the will of God for your life? You need to know the Word of God. And for that reason, this program has been formatted in such a way that we're going through various books of the Bible. To date, they have been the books in the New Testament, but we've been going verse by verse through these various books so that there might be a clear understanding of the content. And most recently, we are in the book of Revelation. And if you are joining us for the first time, let me encourage you to get in contact with us, and we'll be glad to send you, at cost, CDs or audio cassettes, at your pleasure, of this whole series. Now, there have been a variety, I think some 16, 17 books that we have gone through in the last 4 years, and we'll be glad to make them available to you. Let me recommend the CD format simply because it's not nearly so bulky, and at the same time, the audio quality is, well, it's digital, so there'd be no artifacts in it, so to speak. But we'll make these available to you at cost, and if you are interested in this broadcast and you want to go back and pick up the information that the entire series has contained, by all means, get in touch with us. And for that matter, for those of you who may have young men or women, sons, daughters, fathers, aunts, uncles, whatever, as you have folks in the military serving overseas, perhaps you might want to consider sending some of these studies to them. It's my understanding that CDs are always welcome over there, and while most people, I suppose, would be sending music CDs, these studies, I think you can find that they are going to be geared toward helping them spiritually, and I think that's a suitable use for these things. If you know somebody who is outside of our listening area who might benefit from these studies, anything, we just simply want to get the Word of God into the hands, into the hearts of people who otherwise might not hear. Now then, let's pick it up where we left off yesterday in Revelation chapter 22, verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now this is interesting. Because here in the very last chapter, we have something that is echoing what we saw in the first chapter. As we began the study several months ago, we looked at chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of the of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And I told you then that this is the only book in the whole of Scripture that gives you a written promise, a written guarantee of blessing for reading it, or even for listening to the words of this prophecy with the idea in mind of keeping, that is, guarding, keeping tabs on, and following through on instruction or whatever, that keep those things which are written therein. Now here, as the book begins in chapter 1, in verse 3, with this blessing, so now we find it being echoed, being repeated here in the last chapter in verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Now in the context, we have in chapter 21, we have been given a tour, as it is, as it were, of the a holy city of the New Jerusalem that's coming down out of heaven from God. And the description continues right on through from verse 9 through verse 27 of chapter 21. The angel that's introduced in verse 9 continues, we have to assume it's the same individual, speaking here in verse 1, he showed me a, and he goes on, and once again in verse 6, he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Now, as you read this, we've got something happening. And there is a thing you in your own mind you have to come to grips with. You will notice here, it says in verse 6, and he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And you find there a colon. It goes on, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Now, here's the question. Between verse 6 and verse 7, it appears that there is a change in speaker. I don't know that that ought to serve as a problem for you, but I believe it is obvious that there has been a change. Either it happens at the conclusion of the sentence in verse 6, or this change has occurred already, saying these things are faithful and true. And then John says, more or less as an aside, the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Either that is a comment that John includes here. I don't mean when I say it that way that there's anything of a problematic nature with what he says. It is not a personal comment that is outside the realm of inspiration. It's here, it's inspired word of God. But whether or not John is putting these words in the mouth of the angel, or whether he is saying them himself, we find in verse 7, behold, I come quickly. Now, if the angel says everything in verse 6, still not a problem, but the one speaking here in verse 7 needs to be the Lord. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now, someone may say, well, that's still the same angel speaking. Maybe, however, it is difficult to find in the scripture anything of the angel's returning. Behold, I come quickly. I don't find anything in the scripture that is consistent with that. The angel would be laying claim to as coming back with the Lord. Unless you wanted to try to force the issue back in chapter 19, if we go back, to chapter 19, verse 11, I saw the heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. Let's see, the description in verse 12, verse 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. Well, you say, well, that could be the angel. Well, I suppose it could be if you pushed it hard enough, but I think you are pushing it, because you will notice these that are on the white horses are clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Garments, clothing that are usually in the proper usage in Scripture, ascribed only to those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now, while the angels may form the angelic host, the armies, there's nothing in the Scripture that indicates the angels form armies. However, you will find in Paul's writing to Timothy, the militancy, militaristic attitude is indeed prevalent. Thou therefore, my son, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. In the book of Ephesians, you're told to take the whole armor of God, and listed in there are weapons of defense, as well as offense, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. There is this militant flavor throughout Scripture as applied to the believer. Now then, I believe what we are looking at here then in verse 7, based on these things, that the one speaking in verse 7 is the Lord Jesus, okay? Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now, verse 8, John then identifies himself as the speaker, and I, John, saw these things and heard them. I saw them and I heard them. Now, this is consistent with John's writing. He wants people to know on what basis, what motivation, what right he has to say the things or write the things that he has. I would direct your attention back to the epistle written by John, 1 John, verse 1, chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. In verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. He says, these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. John, in his writing, always sets forth what he does from the perspective of an eyewitness. And so when he says here, I, John, saw these things and heard them, you are being asked to accept them on the basis of an eyewitness account. I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard, when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Now, if this is the angel of the Lord that you find appearing in the Old Testament, this then would be the Lord Jesus Christ. On the other hand, if this is not deity, we would expect the correction that John here is given. If it's the Lord, this would not appear. Watch. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not. He is rejecting John's worship, his homage. See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant. Now, I want you to get a feel for what this angelic being is saying. I am thy fellow servant. He puts himself in connection with John, watch, thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. There's the direction. Worship God. So much of what goes on in today's quote-unquote Christian circles, under the idea, under the guise of worship, is not directed toward God, but toward emotion, toward feeling, toward a theme, toward a system, but not toward God. If you'll note here, he says, I am thy fellow servant, and he puts himself and John and the prophets and another group here, them which keep the sayings of this book, on the same level as being servants of God. And the command is to worship God. But now I don't have time to deal with this in verse 9, so we'll need to come back to this in our next session. I hope you make your plans to join me then. Have a Bible close to hand so you can follow along. That's it for now. See you on the next broadcast.